Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating a desk report on Armando Hevia, date of birth 6/21/1966, date of procedure July 9, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician Dr. Niral Patel. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is anemia, common personal history of colon polyps, common colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, common family history of colon cancer, description of procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as lungs, or else means the patient is breathed in anesthesia, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, and monitored anesthesia care, while lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced into equation to the second portion of duodenum, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflexia is obtained in the cardia period, airway suction from the stomach, oral draw the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, and the gastroscope exam was performed, a well-lubricated lumbus video. Colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into regulation to the fecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of folds. Period terminal and was intubated and valued. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transverse colon, splenic fracture, descending colon, from the colon, the rectum, or retroflexia was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is greater than 6,2-2-2, fair. Prep the patient's life procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 42 centimeters by black. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was duodenal bulb nodularity noted. This was biopsied separately for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded as 6,2-2-2, fair prep. Next line, spastic colon. Next line, there were 3 rectal sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 11 millimeters, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Unfortunately, this was not retrieved. Next line, there were 3 rectosigmoid sessile polyps, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, there was evidence of pans diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, recommend pill cam if patient is found to have iron deficiency anemia. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.